Hi, my name is Shariah.
And my name is Abby.
And today our episode is bullying.
Welcome back to Super 6. So, the definition of bullying.
The definition of bullying is having too much control over one person, like physically touching them or physically just bullying them. Teasing
constant.
Teasing is not just like bullying. It's just calling you names and like something that you can ignore.
Yeah. Once or twice. But, and we're also going to be talking about a story of a girl who can't get a job because she was very mean in high school, and the person who was interviewing her was the girl that she bullied really bad.
And, like, the setting is that since they live in a small town, they always come across people that they know. So that's what we're going to be talking about, setting.
That goes along with this story. And we are also going to be talking about times we have or have other people been bullied.
And examples of bullying. The differences between teasing and bullying, and ways you can report that.
Yeah. So, let's go. So, a story of a girl named Emily. She was very mean in high school, and just, like, general, like, life, like, back then when she was, like, a teenager. And so then she comes to get a job at a bank, and the person who was interviewing her was the girl she bullied, like the girl she most bullied, and her name was Sophia.
Yeah, so like we could say that Emily was not the very nicest person we could say in the story, and that she tried to get a job, but she was like, well, I wouldn't forget that when she bullied me in high school, I would never forget that, so I don't think she would be able to get the job.
Yeah, and she kind of, like, expected that. Once she saw her, she was like, oh, no, that's Sophia. I was very mean to her in high school, so I'm probably not going to get that job. So at the end, when they did the interview, they finished, and at the end she said, well, you didn't get the interview, and she kind of expected it. And, like, you know, that is just...
Exactly. She probably regretted it when she walked in knowing that she shouldn't have bullied them anyway or just really anyone.
Like, even if you change, like, the person might not know to change. Like, and this is, like, also with, like, since, like, they live in a small town, they're always going to come across people from their hometown. So that kind of, like, ties in with that story. Just, like, you never want to be, like, mean in, like, high school or anything, because you never know what's going to come back to you, like, karma.
Yeah, like, bad karma will come, like, if you're really rude or you're just mean in general, bad karma could come to you, vice versa for good. If you're good, like, good stuff will happen to you soon. But, yeah, times that I've been bullied, I haven't really been bullied. I've just been called names, which I can really ignore. I really don't really care. Abby, have you been bullied?
No, I haven't. Same as you, but, I've seen people that's been bullied, and I've told a trusted adult, and that's what you should do. And that's what you should do.
The difference between bullying and teasing is that teasing is just calling someone names that you can really ignore. Bullying is like physically touching someone or physically like shoving them or just pushing them or just like that.
Have you ever like seen anybody get bullied?
Yeah, not just in school, but just in general. And I've like told someone about that.
That's
so
same.
That way they haven't like, it hasn't gotten out of control.
And you like maybe for yourself, you might not care as much and like you can just ignore it. But some people like they can't anymore. Like some people like they don't stand up for themselves, or some people it's so bad they can't even stand up for themselves anymore. So you always want to tell somebody. And like it's not snitching. It's never snitching when it comes to situations like that. Like you just never know. And you never want to be in some, like you never know what anybody else is going through, so you don't want to be in anybody else's shoes. Like don't be mean.
Also that like if you, it could also hurt your mental health, not just your physical health, but your mental health. And if you really can't control that, then you need to tell someone or have someone tell another person or at least a trusted adult.
Yes. So always tell somebody, always. Mm-hmm. And it is not snitching. It is never snitching when you do that.
Exactly.
So,
ways you can report bullying. In our school, we have the stop tip line to report any bullying or abuse.
It is very good. It was very good.
And we have, like, a little mailbox, and we have to write a letter about what's going on or the situation or if, like, it's getting out of hand. And that you put it in there, and trusted adults, staff members, teachers will just come across and check in it every once in a while.
And, like, you could do that, like, writing down on a piece of paper. We have, like, a mailbox that you can put it in. And then you can also do this online. Like, there's a website. It's called that. And that's what we do for our school. And I don't know about your school. You'll have to ask a staff member. But we also have a, like, school, like, officer that can come, like, if it's that bad and help you through it. And so, yeah. But the moral of the story is never bully. Always be kind, because you never know what anybody's going through, and you just never know. And things will come back and bite you, pretty much. So
yeah. But that's it for the episode, and stay tuned for more episodes.
Yes. Thank you.
Bye.
And see you later.